I'm putting my wilderness survival skills to the test in a man-made underground labyrinth.
There's another tunnel leading off this way.
There's putrid sewage up to my waist, and I need to be careful where I put my feet. There's a step here. It's shallower here, but the stench of sewage is still overpowering.
Thing smells like a sewer here.
Sewers are like underground highways linking urban areas, so they're good for getting from place to place. But there are some serious drawbacks.
Bacteria through human excrement. They actually get into your body through so many different ways. You know, not only through cuts and grazes, but also actually through your nose and your mouth just by breathing it in.
Diseases like cholera and typhoid can be carried in sewage bacteria, so I want to limit my exposure as much as possible.
It's also worth keeping the torch low, actually. Excrement's going to give off methane. That's lighter than air, so it's going to rise, and you often get trapped pockets of it. But methane's highly explosive.
Poisonous gases like ammonia and hydrogen sulfide may also be present, so I don't want to hang around. But these tunnels run for miles in all directions, and exits are few and far between.
Let's go this way.
I can feel a cold airflow, and I'm going to follow it. There's also a light source coming from this side tunnel,